We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's 9:24. We may be hearing from a very big guest in a minute. I can't say who it is yet, though, because I can't. I don't like to promote things I'm not positive on.
I'm positive. So's Al.
Yeah,
it's a good friend of Al's.
Yeah. A good friend of Al's who worked with Al when he had a mullet.
Al was cool.
And I had to ask him about that mullet because it was intimidating to a lot of people.
Not to him.
When you had the mullet, Al, he did not have a mullet.
No, he was very well dressed and really. I had one blue sport jacket. He had a bus full of sport
jackets. Well, Al was even telling me a story about one night that you were hanging around with this guy and Barry Melrose.
Yeah, and that's a mullet. When you work with me and Barry, you know that you're working between two mullets.
That was a greasy mullet.
That was
his had grease in it.
That was the most fun.
Yeah, that's called Prada.
Working with this guy and Barry were as much fun as I ever had on the road. Anywhere. It was a blast.
But now he is the voice of Monday Night Football,
which is
play-by-player Steve Levy, who's due on any second.
Yeah,
and here's a thing.
What is it?
Steve's on the line right now.
He's a hockey guy. He's pretending now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al's best buddy from ESPN, Steve Levy. Hi, Steve.
God, I miss Al Morganti. We had some good times together.
Hey, Steve, do you remember when Al had the mullet?
I remember when Al got ran over by a Zamboni. Okay, that's what I remember. All right, somebody find that video, please. I'm serious. If you have not heard the story, Al is in the runway. I can't remember what arena it was.
Buffalo.
Al is doing a live report. He is live on the air, and he does not. The whole world can see the Zamboni coming, except Al. The Zamboni is trying to get off the ice, and Al has his back to the ice, and his eyes, his reaction. It was classic.
I called ESPN and asked if I had permission to fight the Zamboni driver.
Steve, you have been at ESPN 27 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, August 93. I'm as amazed as you are, Angelo, myself. Yeah.
No, I remember you when you worked at WFAN. I mean, I go back that far. You've always been great at this broadcasting thing, Steve. You've done this forever. How did you last that long at ESPN?
Yeah, really, it's a great mystery. And I really feel like I'm still figuring it out. I tried really hard, man. I put the work in, but so do an awful lot of other people too. And it's just worked out for me. I've been in the right spot at the right time. I've been really, really fortunate. And I'm fortunate again, obviously, to be in the seat that I am on Monday nights now. I'm really enjoying every moment of it. In the beginning, it was a little stressful. You know, there are a few more eyeballs on Monday Night Football than there were on ESPN2 hockey back in the day, let's say. And so everything is much more scrutinized. But, this last month or so, I really started to settle in. I think we're getting better every single week, me specifically. And we're trying to make a go of this thing.
No, I think you're doing a terrific job, Steve. You really are. You're right. You have a sense of the history of this gig, right? You know, there was a time when Monday Night Football was all that mattered in football, right? I mean, you are carrying that legacy on. You do feel that, right?
It's definitely daunting, and I don't want to feel it because I'll start shaking again and get real nervous. You hear the music in your headset, right?
So we
did the first game. We did the second game of the opening night doubleheader last season. That was my first taste of it. And, really, people talk about the music, and you think you have to be of a certain age, of a certain era, right? If you grew up with it, you know the history like we're talking about. So there is something about the iconic music, and it's playing in the headset. And the guy, and Tim Corrigan was our producer at the time. He's like, "Go ahead, Steve." And I'm nothing for me, right? Not a word. Go ahead, Steve. Now, Steve, Greasy's elbowing me in my rib cage. I'm motioning to everyone like, I got this. Can I just enjoy this moment? Can we let the music play? Can I get another few beats before I say, brought to you by Budweiser or whatever it was? And, yeah, it was really special. And it certainly hasn't gotten old. You know, we're only in week 12 here, and I don't think it ever will get old. So I'm really enjoying that part of it. And, yes, I recognize the history of the spot. And I'm hoping it's a long time before I let someone else take the job from me and he can recognize the history, or she can recognize the history of the spot.
I hope you're the longest ranking play-by-player. And there's Frank Gifford, man, there's Keith Jackson. Wow. Anyway, let me get to tonight, all right, Steve, because I'm not saying it's a great matchup, but, man, you got some storylines with the Eagles, don't you? This Wentz thing, I'm assuming you're going to – this is going to be a major focal point of the game, no?
No question. It has to be. And it's so fascinating, right? Because I listen to you guys, too, and I understand, like, every city we go into, right, there is a massive story. And in essence, you know, we're really parachuting into this thing, right, every week. And we're reading everything we can and listening to everything we can and talking to everybody in sight. So there's no question. But I think the Eagles have a national following. I think the Eagles are one of six, seven, maybe eight NFL teams that have this unique national following, and the matchup remains great really because of the standings, right? Not because of the Eagles record, but there is so much drama that follows Philadelphia around, I think, and we have more of that today, and it's uncomfortable, right? It's uncomfortable, which makes it interesting. It's like you know, it's like these series on television. The more uncomfortable it is, the more people watch, right? It's drama even before they kick it off. So, you know, we're talking to Doug Peterson yesterday. Well, what am I going to do? Say, hey, Doug, can we start about, you know, your defensive play? No, he knows what's coming. And then here's Carson Wentz. We get Carson on a Zoom. Hey, am I going to ask Carson about how's your Thanksgiving? I mean, he knows what's coming. You know, these guys are big boys.
Right.
It's uncomfortable for me to ask the questions, but they have to be asked. And I respect both of them. They gave us great answers. They weren't short with us. But everyone knows here what is going on. And I think you'll hear tonight in the broadcast, and probably more from Lewis Riddick, who's, you know, had front office experience, and Brian Griese, who, by the way, has lived the Carson Wentz life, right?
Yep.
You know, you have success early like Brian did. Then you have the crowd roaring for your backup, whoever the backup quarterback is. And the difference is, you know, Brian didn't have that kind of contract that Carson Wentz has, which has him – you know, certainly the next couple of years really tied to the Eagles. And so I'm not sure that's even a Doug Peterson, you know, decision. That's front office. That's ownership. So I think they're locked together. And what I will say is, guys, and people need to recognize this, the best quarterback on the Eagles roster right now is Carson Wentz, right? And I will give you, if Jalen Hurts comes in, it's a shakeup. It's energy. It gets everybody snaps to attention. But if you're really trying to win games the rest of the way, and you're a game away from putting yourself in first place, a win away, then Carson Wentz is the better quarterback for this moment. They're watching practice, right? We're not. The Eagles know what they have. The Eagles coaching staff knows what they have. And I think that's why Wentz hangs on to it for as long as they're in contention. Look, the other way is if the Eagles with this record, a 3-6-1, were totally out of the mix, then it's easy. Throw Jalen Hurts in for a game. Absolutely. Let's see what we have. Let's let Wentz watch, you know, take a step back. But that's not the case. Wentz can figure it out sooner, I think, than later.
All right, but Steve, you're on alert for when Hurts comes in. We're being told more than we've seen before. You have any sense for how much we'll see Hurts?
I don't, and I asked Doug, that was my first question, Doug, because the report had just come out about the snaps with the first team, and he said absolutely not. He has taken no more or no less snaps than he has all season. Now maybe, okay, so that could be code too, right? That could be code. So the number of snaps in practice with the ones might be the same. But maybe they're different kinds of snaps, right? Maybe they're real snaps of regulation plays, not gadget plays is what I mean by that. Maybe he's throwing the ball more in those same number of snaps, you know, out of a base offense, if you will. So maybe there's some playing around with the word there. I'd like to think that, you know, Doug wouldn't lie directly to our faces. I think he's a good guy. I think he knows he is married to Carson. He said he's 100% behind him. He said all.
Steve?
To see Hurts come in for a series or two even tonight, and then Wentz come back.
All right. Now, Steve, we did lose you there for a second, but, Steve, there's one element that will be missing, and it would really add to the drama. No fans in the stands at the link because of the pandemic. How is it harder for you to do your job without a lot of fans there? You know, there'd be 68,000. It'd be crazy tonight. How different is it for you?
It definitely impacts the show. I think I'm a play-by-play guy who speaks a lot less than other play-by-play guys. I love the layout for the big crowd. I think that's really where the big advantage has been, having a three-person booth. You know, we have more voices than most booths to fill some of that spot. And, it does. Listen, I want the full experience. I told you about the music, and then I want to see 68,000 painted faces and crazy people, you know, roaring and running up and down the aisles and all that stuff. And so that has been the case. But I think we've done a good job with the audio. The audio you hear at home is the same audio I get in my headset. So we'll get the Eagles chant tonight. You're going to hear that. Even though there's nobody in the building, you're going to hear the Eagles chant tonight.
Good.
And it's really bizarre. We had it in Jersey with the Jets, and you're looking around, there's nobody in the building. But you can get lost in it. I know I do. When I'm focused in the broadcast and I hear the crowd roar, I'm not really realizing there's no one in the stadium. But when you think about it, it's definitely weird, man. Yeah.
Right. I'm asking Al a question before you. Al,
what
does Steve Levy enjoy doing hockey more or football more?
Steve Levy would rather be having dinner with Carter Hart. He's a hockey guy.
Nah.
He owned a hockey team. He did the Flyers five overtime game. Steve Levy at his core is a hockey guy. He's looking at the NFL
no
and
way.
Saying, which guy that I'm covering could actually play in the NHL?
Is that true? Are you still a hockey guy?
Listen, so I was raised hockey in the NFL. There's no question about that. I get looped into that hockey guy, which I was very proud of for a long time. I think the difference is ESPN was showing 5 and 6 hockey games a week.
Yeah.
You know, it's inventory, and there was one NFL seat. And you're never expecting that NFL seat to open up.
Yeah.
So hockey and football have always been hand in hand. Actually, my childhood buddies, and I'm still lucky enough to have two of them from New York who I go back to fourth grade with, they will all tell you that Monday Night Football was the single goal, was the dream job for me. All along growing up. And so I realize how fortunate I am to be in that chair.
On hockey, he does great on baseball.
Yeah.
Some of our great ESPN moments were Steve on baseball.
Why he lasted all those years. He's awesome. Steve Levy.
And more prepared than anybody I've ever worked with.
Steve, you're awesome. And I want you to know Philadelphia's rooting for you to be a long-term solution in that booth, because you're a great broadcaster and a terrific guy. I really appreciate you doing this today, Steve.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Al, feel free to call me once in a while. Stop mean tweeting me, okay?
That's all right, Steve. I hope you like the restaurant.
You have my cell phone. Christ, stop tweeting at me.
Steve, leave
it. Brother once in a while, will you?
Take care, Steve. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Angelo. Rhea, see you. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Guys, that guy right there. You
Monday
know,
Night
heard,
Football is so much
proud.
Better.
That's a pro.
Yeah. No, he is a pro.
Yeah, the guy going up and down the row with that little booth. Remember Booger?
No.
All those guys?
The Booger Mobile?
Yeah, it's good. And they got a good game tonight. Even without fans, it's going
to
be exciting.
Imagine being able to do all those sports the way he does them.
He's great. He's a pro at.
Just remarkable.
See, energy he has, Al. How did he tolerate you for all those years? He's entirely too energetic for you.
The trajectory of the two careers is remarkable. They interconnected in the 90s, and then Steve became a meteor, and Al became not a meteor.
Yeah.
215. That's all I'm saying. 215-592-9494. We got a hot seat. We're going to run the board. We're going to give out some prizes. I got Big Rube, Will and God. You guys stay right where we are. WIP Sports Time is 9:37. The Philadelphia Eagles, you're going to see them tonight fight for their lives. And somebody is doing that every day in a courtroom of the great people at Pond Lee Hockey Giordano. They understand that every time they go in a courtroom to get you your injury and disability justice, that it's just as important as any pro football game. Pond Lee Hockey understands injuries can happen to anyone at any time, but the key is to get you what you deserve. And that's why Pond Lee Hockey is the best team to have behind you. They put their clients first, and they work hard to get everything you deserve, no matter what the legal need. So if you were injured on the job, if you were disabled, if you can no longer work, the great people at Pond Lee Hockey will get you what you need. And like the birds, Pond Lee Hockey is not going to back down. So call them today. It's Pond Lee Hockey, 800-831-8300, 800-831-8300.